Now, Costal is one of the biggest employers in this region, the Kerry, Cork, West Limerick region, and members of the SIP2 trade union at Costal in their plants in Abbeyfeel and Mallow have voted for industrial action to protect their contract terms. I'm joined now on the line by Joe Kelly, who is SIP2 organiser. Good morning to you, Joe, and thanks for joining us. Tell us, why have members of SIP2 in Costal voted for industrial action?
Good morning, Tressa, and good morning to your listeners, and thank you for having me on the show this morning. Tressa, it's very simple. Basically, our members in Costal, in both Abbeyfeel and Mallow plants, have agreed terms and conditions under the auspices of the WRC a number of years ago.
And when we say the WRC, that's the Workplace Relations Commission.
The Workplace Relations Commission, yes. And that agreement provides our members with, in non-production roles, with appraisals every year, and they can get good, very good, or excellent in those appraisals, and that will afford them then a bonus of 1%, 2%, or 3%, depending on which level they attain. Upon attaining the excellent role or the excellent grade, they then will move to the top of the bonus scale, whereby instead of having appraisals every year, then they get an automatic 1% bonus. So this is an agreed term and condition, but the company has now decided unilaterally to just not pay that this year.
And have they given a reason?
They say that they don't have the money. But the problem that we have, Tressa, is that there is a procedure in place in the company union agreement whereby if a party wants to change something, well, then they engage meaningfully. We sit down and we'll discuss it. And if it can't be resolved internally, well, then we'd move back out again to the Workplace Relations Commission and seek their assistance to try and make an agreement with the company. Now, they haven't done that, Tressa. They've just told us that they're not going to pay it this year. And that leaves our members in a very, very difficult position because we can't go back to the WRC because we've already got this agreement from the WRC. So we can't just go back and ask for the same thing that we already have.
Now, I'm conscious that we don't have Costal here to put their side, their position, to put their position to us this morning. But could you understand, notwithstanding how you describe the company as allegedly handling the situation, which I agree doesn't sound satisfactory at all, but setting that aside, could you understand that this is a very, very difficult and challenging time for companies, particularly those involved in the car industry? Costal are an automotive component plant.
Well, I suppose, Tressa, the problem that we have is because the company haven't sat down and entered meaningful negotiations with us, they've made it very difficult for us to understand it. Because had they sat down, we may understand. Our members, Tressa, have been very, very accommodating to the company over the last number of years. Even as much as to say that we've agreed to an 18-month pay freeze as part of the current pay agreement that we have with the company. So, and that's done properly. That was done by negotiation, the way things should be done.
Joe, I mentioned at the start of the programme that Costal would be one of the biggest employers in the Cork, Limerick, Kerry region. A lot of people in Kerry work in the plants at Mallow and in Abbeyfeel. And would I be right in saying before COVID-19, the pandemic hit at the start of 2020, that the firm would have employed over 1,000 people here in Mallow and in Abbeyfeel?
Yes, that would be correct, Tracy. Yeah, there would have been over 1,000 people.
And how many are working in Mallow and Abbeyfeel at the moment?
I think just off the top of my head, Tressa, there would probably be, I'd say, about 750 or 800 in Abbeyfeel and about 350 in Mallow.
So still remains a major employer. So obviously the impact of the fate and the future of Costal is hugely important for this region because of the amount of people working there and obviously the trickle-down effect on the other industries and other people and other companies that benefit from having such a major employer. What happens now? As you said, the ballot of SIP2 members employed in Abbeyfeel and Mallow, you returned a 98% in favour of industrial action and 94% in favour of strike action. What happens next?
Well, our hope, Tressa, is that the company will honour their existing agreements and adhere to the process that's in place and come to the table and ask us for agreement. And if that happens, then we will have no problem whatsoever sitting down and discussing the matter with the company.
So strike action isn't imminent, even though 94% voted in favour of strike action?
Well, it is imminent, Tressa, but it can be avoided. And it's within the company to help to avoid that situation. In our meetings with our members before this ballot took place, it was recognised that this is a huge step. It's the biggest step our members have ever taken in Costell. And it's not something that we've entered into lightly. Serious discussion was held around this because of the importance, I suppose, and the way it's attached to it. And our members are very disappointed that the employer hasn't acted in good faith and called us to the table to discuss the matter.
Okay, and hopefully we will hear from Costell and they will outline their position on this. Have you set a deadline from Costell? You're alleging that they haven't engaged with you at all. Have you set some sort of deadline with Costell saying, look, this is how our members have voted. If we don't hear back from you by a certain date, well, then we're going to have to this, such as including strike action.
Well, we're meeting with our members with our committees from both sites today, where we'll actually sit down now and we'll lay out in front of us a plan as to how to move forward. But foremost in that plan will be to give the employer the opportunity to come back to the table.
May I ask you, Joe, what percentage of Costell workers in Ireland, in Mallow and in Abbeyfield, what percentage would be members of SIPTU? Would you represent the majority of the workforce in both plants?
Yes, we would represent the majority, Tressa. The numbers I gave you would be SIPTU members. There would be more people working in Costell, but we would have around about 1,000 members between both plants.
So any industrial action, and obviously strike action in particular, that would have significant consequences for the ability of the company to function in Ireland?
Yes, that I would expect that would have serious consequences, Tressa. Now, it's something that we will walk into lightly, I think, but at all times we will give the employer the opportunity to come and talk to us.
Mm-hmm. And as you said, it goes back to these bonuses and you want them to be honoured.
Well, they're pre-existing agreements. These agreements have been in place since 2014. They've been paid since then, and our members just can't understand why the company would just take a unilateral decision to cut these without meaningful negotiation.
Well, look, thank you so much for joining us this morning and explaining the situation. We're joined by Joe Kelly, SIPTU organiser, who represents Costell workers in Abbeyfield and Mallow. Members of the SIPTU union who work in Costell in those two plants have voted in favour of industrial action. 98% have voted in favour of industrial action, and 94% have voted in favour of taking it even further, strike action.